The drought that is affecting the Panama Canal is a matter that Barbadian business people and consumers are watching with some interest. That's because it has implications for what are called supply chain issues.
One of the industrial wonders of the world, the Panama Canal, linking two of the world's great oceans. Hundreds of billions of dollars in trade flows between the Atlantic and the Pacific each year, the U.S. by far its largest user. But there's a problem. Delays. Here we're high above the Pacific Ocean entrance to the canal, and we see ship after ship just waiting. They want to cross, but as we see up close, they can't.
These massive cargo ships carry everything from consumer electronics to raw materials. But the longer they're stuck out here in the Pacific Ocean, the later they arrive in ports up and down the U.S. coast. Remember all those supply chain issues during the pandemic? They've been getting better, but this is not helping. And it's all because of drought.
When a ship enters the canal, it needs to be raised or lowered a few times as it heads to the other side. The canal sucks water in to lift a ship up and expels it to lower. The process uses about 55 million gallons of water for each ship, all of it from nearby lakes, most of which eventually gets flushed out to sea. And in Panama, one of the world's wettest countries, that's rarely been a problem. Until now.
In your 40-year career, you've never seen anything like this?
No.
Not unprecedented.
No, we've had droughts before, we have extended dry seasons before, we have El Nino phenomenon before, but not to the extent that we've been seeing this year.
An extended hotter dry season and a less wet than usual wet season means officials say water levels around here haven't been this low in late August in 109 years. Canal authorities blame an El Nino weather pattern and climate change. We took a boat ride with Captain Miguel Tordesilla to see the canal's freshwater source for ourselves. Here, the tops of old trees poke out from the water, never cut down during original construction.
Normalmente el nivel de agua está donde cambia el color. Donde está blanco. So basically he's saying there that normally the water level is up where you can see the color change to white. That's a solid, es más o menos 2 metros, no? It's 2 meters, essentially, lower than where it would be normally this time of year.
Those levels have forced canal authorities to conserve water, both by lowering the weight limit for crossing ships and by reducing the number of ships that can cross each day, hence the traffic jam that we saw from above.
The fact is that those ships that just show up and they have to wait, that could have an impact on consumers down the road.
Probably yes, because of the additional cost of waiting will be passed on to the final consumer.
The canal depends on the rainy season to refill its water sources, and so far, the season hasn't been great. And with the next dry season just a few months away, things have to get better and fast.
So we could see this problem continue well into next year.
If it doesn't rain, it will.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.